we must move forward. We can't let it stop us. We can't let it prevent our children from getting an excellent education.
WBFO News caught up with Mayor Byron Brown at a Say Yes Buffalo event Wednesday. In late December, Brown told us he believed Palladino should resign after making his racist remarks in the Art Voice article against the Obamas. But this time, Brown was cautious in responding to that question. Instead, he referred to the legal hearing Ilya has held.
The process needs to play itself out. The commissioner, based on a week of testimony, will be rendering a decision, and I think the process and all sides of this issue have been able to have their say.
However, the mayor did indicate relations on the school board remain fractured and community members are upset by Palladino's comments.
People in the community are embittered. People are hurt by the comments. So at this point, a process has been undertaken. It's been a very intense, very expensive, very lengthy process, a judicial process, and I hope the right outcome comes out of the process.
In his testimony this week, Palladino said he regretted making those remarks. But Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization member Rachel Dominguez says she was very disappointed Palladino failed to use the hearing to apologize to the school community and students.
I really was disappointed that he did not even acknowledge that the children in the school district were also affected significantly by his words and the vitriol that he put out. I also think that these statements have been characterized as being about the Obamas and that that's why the outrage exists. But I think that if these statements were made about any other person, that they would still be quite inappropriate and would have broken the school district's code of conduct, the code of conduct that he swore to uphold when he took his oath as a board member.
Dominguez won the lottery for a hearing seat. She attended all 5 days. She says given the amount of legal information revealed throughout the hearing, she now understands why Commissioner Ilya needs more time to make a ruling. What remains unclear is 3 other petitions, including one from her organization, that remain before the education commissioner, also calling for Palladino's removal. So far, they have not been addressed. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.